presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower, CX-4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4, wind southeast, ceiling 1200, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, many of you have written in suggesting we interview a member of an allied air force on the Hop Harrigan program. And today, in answer to your many letters, we have as our special guest Group Captain B.A. Vautier. Captain Vautier is a retired member of the British Air Force and served in both world wars. Tell me, Captain, what is the rank of Group Captain equal to in our Army?
The United States Army, the rank of Group Captain is the same as a full colonel.
Well, Captain, would you please tell us what your duties in the last war were?
Certainly, Glenn. I'll try to give you a brief resume. In 1942, I went to Africa and supervised the assembly of the very much needed Spitfires. From there, I took over the repair and maintenance of the 8th Service Command in North Africa. This 8th Service Command was later known as the North West African Air Forces. There, I served with the Americans as well as the British. I also saw service in France with the Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Forces. My job there was to see that Allied equipment was put back into shape, and I remained in France after the war as a consultant to the French Air Force on British equipment. Now I'm putting all my technical knowledge to use for the Rolls-Royce Company.
Well, Captain Vautier, you've certainly covered a great deal of territory. Would you tell us about one of the interesting experiences you had during the last war?
I'd be glad to, Glenn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain, but it looks as though time has run out on us. In just a few minutes, we'll pick up where we left off, so, fellas and girls, don't forget to listen. And now to our story. A mysterious summons from someone identified only as Eagle has brought Hop and Tank to a secret airfield in the Black Mesa of Oklahoma. Upon landing, they were taken into custody, thoroughly searched, and then led underground through seemingly endless tunnels to a vault-like bomb-proof chamber guarded by a heavy steel door. When the door, controlled by a sensitive electric eye, was opened, the boys were more than relieved to see Major McCall, their former commanding officer, who greeted them warmly. When they were left alone in the windowless room, he informed them,
"I've brought you here to help me fight witches. Wailing witches."
For a moment, the boys looked at each other in barely concealed amazement. Wailing witches? What in the world could the Major mean? Was he a victim of nerves? But then, when he showed them a motion picture and the film unreeled, they knew they were faced with a deadly menace.
As you can see, the camera was mounted on the turtleback right behind the pilot's head. Now there, that's his helmet in the lower left-hand corner. And you can see the entire instrument panel of the plane.
Boy, he's sure plowing up sky. Look at that airspeed indicator.
Everything was perfect in the test, up to this point here. Hey, you see? He's flying at 25,000 feet, airspeed 550. Now I'll cut in the recorder that picked up his voice as he reported by radio.
"Doing fine. Engine as easy as a baby carriage. I'll give her a slow wing over now."
"Hey, what's that noise? The jets?"
"A weight tank. Listen."
"Still doing fine. Sounds like we're picking up bugs."
"He has it too.
I swear if I didn't know I was alone up here, I'd think it was a woman screaming at me."
"Oh, my gosh, listen to it."
"Can you pick it up down in the tower? Getting louder."
"Major, what is it?"
"Listen."
"It's a witch. So help me, it's a witch."
"Gosh.
I'm getting out of here. I'm barely out."
"Hey, what's happened to the picture?"
"You're seeing the pilot's back. He's trying to get out of the cockpit."
"That speed is impossible."
"Now watch closely."
"Something, Jake!"
"The plane's falling apart."
"Oh, no."
"That's all. The end of the film. Lucky for us, the case didn't break when the camera hit the ground. We have the record. There you are, boys."
"I can hardly believe it."
"Now, do you still think that I'm crazy?"
"Oh, no, sir. Of course not. Let's turn on the lights for Pete's sake. I got the screaming memes."
"Now, stay there. I'll put them on. There."
"That's better."
"Well, what do you think?"
Well, I don't know exactly what to think, sir.
Me either. I'm all mixed up.
Will you please tell us what it's all about?
Well, I've already shown you the plastic mock-up of the plane.
And she's a pip, too, sir. Smoothest looking flying wing I ever saw. Who designed her?
I'm coming to that. A few months ago, a man by the name of Simon Gore submitted designs for a flying wing aircraft. The Army Experimental Lab at Wright Field checked them, built a model, testing it completely. As a result of the test, Gore was given a contract. He came to work here to fulfill that contract.
You mean he built this place? Dug it out of the ground?
Oh, no, Tank. This was formerly a government plant. During the war, new planes are flown here from the factory, landed on the airstrip you yourself used, and all the latest secret weapons were installed. Everything was done quietly, of course. That's why the plant is in the middle of the Black Mesa.
Oh, then Simon Gore took over after the war.
In a manner of speaking, he bought the place from the War Surplus Board.
And then he began building the test models of the flying wing?
Right. Three of them. And all were lost.
On account of the Wailing Witch?
Yes, Tank. The film you just saw was taken from the first plane.
And the others?
We covered and recovered the film from the second plane, too. It's essentially the same story. The third film was never found. But we have the pilot's voice on the wire recorder.
The Wailing Witch again?
Yes.
Well, look, maybe I'm a dope for asking, but what is the Wailing Witch, Major?
That's what you're here to find out.
Ask a simple question and you get a simple answer. Major, you don't really believe it's a witch, do you?
Hop right now. I don't know what to believe.
Oh, but Major...
I know. I'm no more superstitious than you are. I don't believe in ghosts or black magic. But I'm at my wit's end, Hop. There's no logical, reasonable, even human explanation for this.
You examined the wreckage of each plane thoroughly, of course.
The bits and pieces, you mean? The wreckage was strewn over the Black Mesa for a mile or more. Planes literally disintegrated in the air.
Well, maybe somebody planted a time bomb in the ship and... Bang!
No tank. The second and third planes were thoroughly searched before the takeoff. No bombs.
Have you thought of this angle, sir? Maybe the planes cracked the sonic barrier. Strange things happen when you hit that wall of sound.
The answer to that is in the films. You saw it yourself. The planes were only doing 550.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So the indicators were off. The pilots were hitting 700 and didn't know it.
I told you, Tank, everything was checked thoroughly. The instruments were in perfect condition.
Huh. Well, you seem to be batting exactly zero. Don't you have any ideas at all about the crashes?
None that are logical, or reasonable, or human.
Well, no disrespect, man, sir, but I can't swallow any story about witches.
Well, gosh, Hop, you heard what that pilot said. He must have seen something.
He didn't see a witch, Tank. As a matter of fact, we're not sure he saw anything. He heard the sound.
Well, it's all in your lap now, boys.
Well, one more question, sir.
As many as you like.
What about sabotage?
I knew you'd get to that sooner or later.
Well?
We found no trace of it.
But is there a possibility?
Well, of course.
Well, how? This place is guarded like a was Sing Sing.
Well, there's still a possibility, Tank. The workers are all civilians. Well, they're screened, of course, through the FBI. But the security setup isn't quite as strict as during wartime.
Which means anyone here might be interested in seeing that the ship never flies.
With a few exceptions, yes.
Well, then I should think the first job would be to screen everyone again.
Hey,
who turned out the lights?
Oh, Lord, what's wrong now? They've slacked off on maintenance, and this is what happens.
Hey, careful.
Yeah, it's all right. Bumped into a chair. Now, let's see. Yeah. Fuse must have blown.
Hey, I don't like this. Let's get out of here.
Easy does it, Tank.
Listen, after hearing all about witches, I don't like the dark.
Where's the door? Straight ahead of you.
Check.
Sir, if a fuse is blown, how can you open the door? It operates electrically, too, doesn't it?
Yes, but on a different circuit. You'll find the button on the left wall, Tank.
I gotta find the wall first.
Hey, listen.
Good Lord.
Somebody's screaming bloody murder.
Don't you recognize the sound, Tank?
Oh, my gosh.
It's the witch again. The Wailing Witch.
As the ghostly sound rises and grows increasingly more shrill, Hop, Tank, and Major McCall stand frozen in the tracks, eyes trying to pierce the inky blackness for some sign, some reason for the horrible sound. You won't want to miss the action-packed climax of today's episode, gang. So stand by. Fellas and girls, our guest today is a veteran of both World Wars. In the last war, he served with the British Air Force as a group captain. Captain B.A. Vautier is back with us now to tell us about some of his war experiences.
One day during the war, we were flying over North Africa when one of the engines of the ships cut dead. We began to lose altitude, and in a few seconds, the other engine cut dead. We glided down and down, with mountains on either side of us. Finally, the pilot spotted the dried-up riverbed.
Now, I imagine you were mighty glad to see it.
We certainly were. The pilot landed the ship in this bed. When we got out of the plane, there was absolutely no sign of life. Then, all of a sudden, natives appeared from nowhere. Finally, we got them to understand what we wanted, and they took us to a nearby village. From there, we called headquarters, and a plane was sent out to pick us up. All in all, it was rather exciting.
Being forced down in the middle of a desert? I should say it was. Captain Vautier, just what are you doing here in the States?
As I mentioned at the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I am now connected with the Rolls-Royce Company. They are making automobiles as well as aircraft engines, you know. I'll be in the States for about 4 months, exhibiting the cars all over the country.
So you're going from airplanes to automobiles. That's sort of working backwards, isn't it?
Well, Glenn, it only proves that after you have had a technical aviation background, you can master almost anything mechanically. Now, I'd like to say as a final word that boys and girls ought to start early if they intend to make aviation their career. Not only is it a fine career, but it is also a very profitable one. Thank you for inviting me here today, and goodbye.
Well, thank you, Group Captain Vautier, and good luck on your tour. Fellas and girls, take a tip from Captain Vautier. Learn to fly today, for always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. The shrieking cry of the Wailing Witch has suddenly echoed through the large windowless chamber where Hop, Tank, and Major McCall are caught in the darkness after the light suddenly went out. They wait tensely for something to happen, but as suddenly as it began, the ghostly sound stopped.
Uh-oh. What now?
Major, you all right?
Yes. Did you two see anything?
See anything? I can't even see the end of my nose. I'm getting out of here.
No, Tank! I ran into the wall.
Can't you find the door?
Feeling for it now.
The button's on the left.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, what's that buzzing?
Never mind. Push the button.
I am, but the door ain't open.
Great Scott.
What's the matter, sir?
That buzzing means there's a piece of metal interfering with the beam of the electric arc.
The door's locked.
Yes, it's automatic.
Someone must be holding it there.
Hey, listen, you stop it. We want to get out of here.
No, it's no use, Tank. This room is soundproof. We can hear the buzzer because it's built right into the wall.
What's the big idea? Why should anyone want to lock us in?
Now, whoever it is, it won't do him much good. A guard comes by every hour.
We can't last an hour, sir.
Oh, of course we can't, Hop. This room isn't sealed. There's plenty of air coming through the ventilator.
That's exactly what I mean, sir. I'm standing right under it. I smell smoke.
Hop's words echo in the underground chamber like a grim portent of doom. Tank and Major McCall suddenly feel a cold sweat break out on their foreheads as the first wisps of smoke reach their nostrils. How could they possibly escape this deadly trap? Well, we'll find out tomorrow, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.